Well, Justice Fitz, the Court of Appeals made a splendid name for itself almost from day one and apparently had a great esprit. Can you confirm that and trace
yes.
back to what accounted for it as against the experience that you were later to have?
Well, I think that one of the reasons why there was a real spirit there and cooperation and everything is that we were sort of writing on a tabula rasa. It was ground zero. I mean, here is a court which didn't exist on December 31st and did exist on January the 1. And so everybody kind of felt they had to pull together to create a workable court, which, likewise, I think there was a certain pride. You know, we'd never had an intermediate court of appeals in Michigan, and there was a certain pride in let's do it right. Then, for instant backlog, the Supreme Court took I think it was something in 200 or 300 cases they had, transferred them back to us. So we had an immediate job to hear all of those cases that the Supreme Court had on their docket. And as I said, we were determined that we were going to sit in January, and we did. We sat in odd places in January. In Grand Rapids, I sat there. We all sat in our own district the first time around. We sat in the federal building in Grand Rapids. For a couple of months in Detroit, it was necessary to sit in the old circuit court rooms there and in the federal building because we had no courtrooms. So it was just the fact that here you had 9 people who were determined that this was going to be a good court. And as you say, I guess it always did enjoy a good reputation, and a lot of it was just plain old hard work.
Was the fact that nobody had to think about an election for 6 years, you think
that helped, I'm sure. Nobody had to think about election for 6 years. I didn't have to think about it for 10 years. And the person in between didn't have to think about it for 8 years.
Is there any moral to be drawn from this? You know, just generally in terms of...
Well, I don't know how it would ever arise, except... Of course, Supreme Court terms are 8 years, which gives you a lot of running room.
You don't have any six-year moratorium?
No.
Every year
somebody's concept. Running. And here nobody was going to run for 6 years. So it did... there had to be no thought of electioneering or anything like that. And all of total efforts could go into creating the court and making sure that it ran right. And we were fortunate in having an excellent first clerk, a gentleman who had been an administrative assistant to T. John Lisinski when he was lieutenant governor, and that was Ron Zerbicki, and he became clerk of the Court of Appeals, and he was very, very good at organization and detail and so forth, and a great deal of credit goes to him for setting up the systems, and so many of which exist to this very day.